This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The Kentucky Farm Bureau Women's Committee is dedicated to spreading the message of agriculture in classrooms across the state. Women's Advisory Committee Chairman Mary Jane Cannon says they're working hard to make sure children know where their food comes from.
We've gone into the classroom with the books of the year to talk to kids about agriculture and tell them where their products come from. They don't really know. The book of the year this year is about ice cream, and you ask them where ice cream comes from. Well, up here they'll say the Dairy Queen, or they'll say the store, or it comes in a container.
Cannon says getting the students to remember the information is sometimes tough.
When I got finished reading the book, I'd say, now where does this ice cream come from? And they'd say that cow and the dairy farmer. So they know. But, you know, getting them to retain the information is something else, too, because you can go in fourth and fifth grade and ask them that same question. They won't know.
She adds another popular educational tool was the Pea Project.
They had a book about Thomas Jefferson and how he always raised the first crop of peas. So it involved history, it involved money, and it involved a contest.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Mary Jane Cannon, who farms in Flemingsburg with her husband, says the pea project teaches a number of lessons.
Whoever got the biggest pea at the end of the time that they were allotted, they had to figure out mathematically how long they had the pea and how long it had grown.
She praises the efforts of Farm Bureau women across the state of Kentucky that are in classrooms.
The ones that are in the city have no idea, so the ladies that we have that work in areas where the cities are really have to dig in and do a really good job.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.